Now, tonight's panel is entitled, Is There Anything More to See? Civil War Photography and History. Now, few will argue, I believe, with the notion that photography and the Civil War are inextricably linked in shaping how we have come to envision the conflict 150 years later. The myriad soldiers, statesmen, civilian and slave portraits, the views of camps, countrysides, cities, and battlefields, and the images of the aftermaths of Antietam, Gettysburg, and other battles have gained a familiarity, reinvigorated, for what it's worth, by Ken Burns' 1990 public television series that links the past to the present, or at least it seems to do so, but often in iconic or even fetishistic terms that are in service to particular contemporary predilections, politics, and policies. So our question, is there anything more to see, is neither rhetorical nor merely provocative, but rather descriptive of much recent scholarship which continues to try to discern through the nostalgic and distorting fog the meaning of these images, to see them through mid-19th century eyes and delve into that historical consciousness. So each member of our panel of distinguished scholars this evening has in various ways grappled with this challenge. But before I introduce our speakers, let me provide a brief orientation to just what photography involved in the Civil War era. In other words, how did a photographer take a photograph? The cutting-edge photo technology of the day was the so-called wet collodion or wet plate process, which created a single glass plate negative that could thereafter be used to produce an endless number of positive paper photographic prints. The catch was that the preparation and exposing and developing of that plate was a delicate procedure that had to be done on the spot and in a very short period of time. Each glass plate had to be first cleaned and then coated as evenly as possible with a so-called collodion solution composed of a number of noxious chemicals, including ether and acid. Then, after it dried, the plate was immersed in a bath of silver nitrate. All of this activity was done in the darkness provided by a tent or enclosed wagon. Then, the still wet plate was put in a holder and quickly inserted in an already set up camera and exposed. Then it was back to the tent or wagon where the delicate plate had to be immediately developed, fixed, rinsed, and dried. It was a process that had to be repeated over and over, each negative taking somewhere in the vicinity of 30 minutes to produce. And it was a process that required time, assistance, no interruption, controlled conditions, a fair amount of equipment, and a reliance on a steady supply of chemicals and glass plates. A process, in other words, not particularly suited for combat conditions. Now, commenting on photography's precarious wet plate process, not to mention its slow exposure time, the London Times observed in 1862 that, quote, the photographer who follows in the wake of modern armies must be content with conditions of repose and with the still life which remains when the fighting is over. So, with that strenuous process in mind, let me introduce the members of our panel.